Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another episode of Canadian Politics is Boring, and I think this is going to be a good one. How are you, Jesse?
I'm so bored already. I can't tell you how much I'm not looking forward to yet another educational session on shit I just don't want to know about. Thank you so much for having me on here, Reese.
No, it's an absolute pleasure to put you through this.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna become an expert on Canadian politics by the end of all of this, and people are gonna ask me questions about Canadian politics as if I'm going to have the answer. And I'm afraid that I might. And that just saddens me on some very deep, deep levels here. So let's get this over with.
Okay, cool. Well, the title I like for this episode is called The Insane Fidel Trudeau Conspiracy.
The what?
The Insane Fidel Trudeau Conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
Can I just read this this news headline for you?
Yeah.
That will basically tell you what this episode is all about.
Yeah, go for it.
And this is from the American Mirror, which is a kind of slightly right-wing tabloid American newspaper, from what I can tell.
My favorite. Just
to give you some context. So, mystery, : is Justin Trudeau the son of Fidel Castro? Many in the free world were taken aback by the stunningly sympathetic remembrance of Cuban dictator by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Is there something more going on than a Canadian leftist mourning the death of the geriatric Cuban dictator? New side-by-side photos and the documented history of Trudeau's mother, Margaret Trudeau, are raising questions whether Castro could really be the Canadian Prime Minister's father.
So God, I sent
you an email. Click the email and have a look at the picture in the email.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at this right now.
There's basically three photos that do a side-by-side comparison of Justin Trudeau and Fidel Castro.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's...
Describe what you can see for the listener.
That's uncanny, man. Either this is photoshopped or this is Justin Trudeau doing his best, like, and to put on a fake beard and old timey clothes, because it looks like him. It's remarkable, honestly.
Yeah, so there's three black and white photos on the right and three color photos on the left of Justin Trudeau and Fidel Castro, about a similar age. Two of them, they've got similar hairstyles. The bottom one, they've both got weird, like, sleazy-looking pencil mustaches.
Like, almost Hitler mustache, but not...
Yeah, and there's kind of like uncanny likeness.
It's bizarre. It's truly bizarre, yeah.
I've got to ask you, do you think there's anything to it?
I'm going to say yes. No, my mind has been made. Justin Trudeau has to be the illegitimate son of Fidel Castro. That's, as a Canadian politic, what would you call it, mastermind, as I now am, because I've done, two episodes? I'm going to say that, yes. Yep. That's the final answer.
Which one is your favorite comparison?
Oh my God. Yeah.
The picture is Justin Trudeau and Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro always had a really bad beard. It looked like when you were 15 and you tried to grow a beard and it was just kind of semi-transparent. Fidel's beard looks like that. And there is a picture.
It looks fake. It looks like it was glued on.
Exactly. And one of the photos, they actually photoshopped that fuzzy beard onto Justin Trudeau just for more, to make it more dramatic.
Show me that one. What?
I can't find it. Don't have to find it. But anyway, if the listener would like to Google this,
our Twitter and our...
You can judge for yourself, see what you think. But this is kind of a recurring conspiracy that seems to come up with slightly nutty people, certainly people on the right wing, from what I've looked at. Yeah. And it seems to be something they don't want to die. They want it to keep kind of going because I think they like the idea, the gossipy sleaziness of a kind of a liberal prime minister having that going on in his personal life, on top of the fact that they want to paint Justin Trudeau as if, like, communism or socialism is like burnt into his DNA or something. It's just like he's going to be a dictator because his illegitimate dad was. So I'm going to present you some evidence as well to see what you think.
As if that wasn't evidence enough.
Just the picture.
I mean, just the photo. That's all I needed as evidence.
Okay. So,
I mean, come on.
So apparently, one of Fidel Castro's sons committed suicide, which is quite sad.
He was
68. Fidel Angel Castro Diaz Balart, a nuclear physicist who was the oldest son of the former Cuban president. And apparently he said he was always comparing me unfavorably with Justin, dismissing my achievements in comparison to his success in Canada.
Wow.
What I do? I am Cuban. My brother is Canadian. If he was born and raised in Cuba, he would have lived in our father's shadow forever, just like me. Now, so that was another dodgy newspaper reported that. And apparently there was never a suicide note. It was just made up.
I'm glad we're going down this route because we were, you know, for all intents and purposes, we were going to talk about how Canadian politics is boring. And this has nothing to do with actual Canadian politics because they're boring. Let's. So you had to dig to find something hilarious to show me, which I appreciate. I'll tell you that much.
This is still politics. This is like
This
is the ecosystem that politics lives in.
We can call this whatever you want. This is.
It is. Is it boring?
No. It's certainly not boring. And I mean, sure. Yeah. If you keep delivering these goods to me, then fuck it. Yeah. It's politics. Welcome to Canadian politics.
Do you want to hear the next twist in this tale?
Ever? Yeah.
So, Pierre, Justin's dad.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Margaret, his mother.
Yeah. I know them well.
Lovely couple.
Right.
I see them. See them all the time in Walmart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They love Walmart.
They love They're always in there buying pizza bagels. They had a rocky marriage.
If all you ate were Walmart pizza bagels, let me tell you, your marriage would fall apart too, okay? What's for supper, hon? Don't you fucking tell me. No, not again. You were at Walmart, weren't you? I can smell it off of you. You put those fucking bagels away. I can't stand the sight of you. I'm paraphrasing. Am I making this up? But I'm guessing this is how Justin's parents were most of the time.
Yeah, yeah, in Walmart.
Yeah.
She had an affair with U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Who wouldn't? I mean, come on. Have you seen Ted Kennedy? Rawr. I have no idea who Ted Kennedy is or what he looks like, by the way.
Like, me neither.
Good. Okay, so we're on the same page.
Okay, but how about this one?
Okay.
Apparently their marriage ended because she was having an affair with Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones.
No, fuck off.
Seriously.
That's not true. Is that true?
It's true. I found a Guardian article, and the Guardian tends to be considered a largely factual outlet of news. And So I think the quote from this was in 1977, and he was in Toronto. He was arrested for possession of heroin, and he might have been sent to jail in Toronto. But while this was going on, he was sleeping with the Prime Minister's wife.
Wow. So if you were to ask Justin Trudeau what his top 10 rock and roll bands were, I'm guessing the Rolling Stones would not be in that list.
No, I think, although part of me wishes that the conspiracy was that Ronnie Wood is his dad.
Interesting. Yeah.
That would be more interesting than Fidel Castro.
I want to look up what Ronnie Wood looks like.
He looks like an old lady now.
But, he does look like an old lady.
He looks like the only thing keeping him alive is the A-class drugs.
And the Walmart pizza bagels.
And the Walmart
pizza bagels. his long ex-lover keeps sending him in the mail. I would go with Fidel Castro. They just look too similar, honestly.
Bit more dashing, bit more charismatic.
Dashing and charismatic. That's how you would describe Fidel Castro.
Exactly. So apparently Castro. So the Trudeaus and the Castros were, I say the Castros, I don't know who his wife was. The Trudeaus and Castro were good friends. They had a good relationship when they were both in power. And Margaret used to say that Castro always took particular interest in young Justin when he was a young boy. And I love this quote. This is from the Sun newspaper in the UK, which is just, I wouldn't wipe my ass with it. So we will from this. In some pictures,
hold on, Fidel, even today, in today's economic climate where toilet paper is so rare, it's soon going to be used as currency, you still wouldn't use that newspaper to wipe your ass?
I would use my socks before I used the Sun newspaper.
Okay. That's great.
I'd wash them after. I wouldn't put them back on.
Okay. But. Thank you. God, Jesus Christ. That's horrifying on so many levels.
There's an amazing line, though, that says, in some pictures, Fidel had a big wet patch of saliva on his uniform because he'd come over early to cuddle the baby.
Yeah, okay. That's,
I've not seen any of those. I couldn't find any of those photos. And there's just a quote that says that. So if anyone finds any pictures of Fidel Castro with a wet patch on his shoulder from Justin saliva.
That's horrifying. Okay.
Exactly. And there is there's still lots of people, you know, they really believe this. There is actually a change.org petition that closed.
Okay.
596 supporters, and they wanted to compel Justin Trudeau to take a paternity test to be tested to see who his dad really was.
Oh my God. How many signed this thing?
596 supporters.
That's it?
That was it. This isn't serious.
I thought it'd be a lot higher than that. Oh my God. Exactly. Give me the petition. I'll sign it. Fuck. I know.
But so apparently, and this like there's quite a few newspapers like National Post, Global News, CBC, they've all done articles on this, and it's mainly about the fact that it keeps coming back round and round. But
okay,
that when you look at the facts, they don't quite line up to
well, Reese, what are facts? And I say that word as I do finger quotes around it.
Truths that have pieces of evidence to back them up.
I mean,
enable them to be truths.
What facts and truths are, sure, but okay, I'll go along with that for now. Evidence based things, sure.
All you've got to do is say a lot of people say Justin Trudeau's dad is Fidel Castro, and that's enough.
It's enough for me.
People say,
yeah,
that's all you need to say. So anyway, Justin was born 9 months after his parents' honeymoon, and
okay, yeah.
So I don't think Fidel was on the honeymoon. Unless he like snuck in some kind of like camp 1960s comedy and was in the room without Pierre knowing. I don't know. He was the waiter. So I've come to deliver the pizza bagels. Pierre, I left my shoes in the car. Okay, there we are. There we go.
I would watch that show. That's just saying. And I've been watching a lot of TV lately, and a lot of it's crap because Netflix is running out. They're like, it's really sad. But that show, oh, I would watch
that show.
It's
from the perspective of Fidel Castro. It's called Pierre, Margaret, and Me. Anyway, they didn't visit Cuba for the first time until 4 years after Justin was born. And the reason that people are pretty sure that like nobody snuck down to Cuba was that when Margaret married Pierre, she was 22 and he was 51. And it was very controversial and the media chased them around like crazy. So
right.
Any kind of sneaking around was kind of well covered.
Yeah. I know, what a dog.
So I do think it's just something people like to bring up every now and again, just to insult and rub salt in somebody's wounds. And I suppose it's not nice for Justin, you know, to have people talk about indiscretions and family business in such a way.
Yeah. So okay, you did tied it into actual Canadian politics. You mentioned at the very end that Justin Trudeau didn't really like this.
Well, I don't know what he thinks about it. He refuses to comment. And I think that's probably the decent thing to do is not talk about it. Because
don't talk about your dad.
No, just...
Right?
Yeah. Like, It's kind of painful family business.
Look, man, I don't want to fucking talk about it. Okay, it's some. I don't like who my dad is more than you do. So let's just, this is not polite dinner conversation, exactly. Right? Yeah.
I hope that by covering this, that we don't end, that you, you know, when we finally get to the stage where he's going to be a guest, he doesn't bring it up and we have to go, yeah, well, we were kind of, you know, we said it wasn't very nice to talk about, you know, we'd have to be.
I don't have to bring it up. I just have to slowly slide the petition across the table in his direction. And then give him an eye and a wink.
Or go one better, rip a hair out of his head and then take it for a test.
Okay.
Or extract some of his blood.
Yeah, no, of course. Because let's call that stage one of a very complicated plan trying to prove that Justin Trudeau is the son of Fidel Castro. So, okay, maybe we can get Justin Trudeau on our show somewhere. And maybe we can distract his bodyguards long enough to extract some blood from his veins. Sure, I'll concede that maybe this is possible. Now, if you could please fill me in on stage two, which is how do we get the blood or hair of Fidel Castro to compare them? This is the part I really want to know about.
This is season two of PA Margaret and Me, and we're being guided by Fidel's ghost. That's the whole plot line. So he'll take us to where we can find some of his DNA on an old hat or sword or something.
A mosquito frozen in amber.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God, we could clone him.
We have to re-engineer him from a frog.
I mean, it's close enough.
Yeah. Fidel Park.
Oh my God.
That's the end of this episode. I don't really have much else to talk about. I thought it was pretty juicy. And
that was juicy. I liked it. Yeah. That was good.
So, and it was about politics because.
I mean, I guess. Sure. I'll go with that.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Thanks for educating me on the fact that they look alike and a lot of people think that they're related. 20 minutes to learn that little tidbit. That was very educational. <Yeah.
laughs> But when you finish this record, you're going to go and you're going to find your friends and you're going to go, hey, did you ever hear this thing? And you're going to show them the picture, aren't you?
I might actually.
There we go. My work here is done.
I think I'm going to do that right away. Thanks. Thanks, I guess. Thanks for
complying willfully.
Yeah, well, you know, not like I have much of a choice. The amount of money I owe you. Yeah, so.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
So if you've enjoyed Canadian Politics is Boring, then we would love if you could go and subscribe and rate our show on your podcast aggregator of choice. Don't you think so, Jesse?
I do, yeah. I think the only place you can actually leave ratings is iTunes. I'm not sure. Maybe you can leave ratings elsewhere.
I leave that to the scientists.
Right, so, yes, of course.
We've come up with a unique offering to people who are willing to make the effort to rate us, and that is that if you rate us, we will vote for you if you ever stand for election anywhere, both of us.
And that is a promise. 100, there's not a lie at all. You know we are telling the truth because we are Canadians and we cannot lie.
I'm Welsh. I can. I do. So Jesse won't lie. So there's one vote, definitely, and I'm 50-50. So
so yes, please send us a rating and give us a comment on iTunes. It really helps us out.